Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. I don't know how many of you are like me. When you go in to get a massage, you prefer a masseuse to be the opposite sex. I prefer a woman to give me a massage. That's how I've always done it.
Right.
I'm just more comfortable that way. I don't know. I just don't want a man rubbing my inner thigh. So I've been holding on to this $150 credit to use towards a pretty well-known wellness center here in town, for lack of a better word. And I called them the other day because I'm desperate to get these knots out of my back and my shoulders.
Right.
And I haven't had a massage in maybe 6-7 months, something like that, which for a lot of people, it's a long time. So I call them and I said, you know, they're like, we can get you in immediately, but we don't have any female masseuse at the moment. But we can make an appointment with Robert, who's one of our top massage therapists. And I said, oh, okay.
Hangs up the phone.
No, I politely said, oh, okay. No, thank you. And then I hung up the phone. And I knew you were going to give me a hard time about this. I knew it. I knew you were going to give me crap, which is totally fine. Okay.
I didn't even say anything yet.
I would love for someone to call and tell me that they also prefer someone who is the opposite sex when getting a massage. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's a preference. That's why when you go in there, they ask you, who do you prefer? I don't know. You got anyone named Lindsay?
Tell me you're insecure in your masculinity without telling me you're insecure in your masculinity. It's also like low-key giving homophobia.
Oh, my God. No, low-hanging fruit. Come on, Breeze.
Not really. It's actually not low-hanging at all. Like, I really thought that you were an ally, but I guess not.
What do you mean?
I really thought that you were for the gays. Not enough to support them in their line of work. So tough. So incredibly tough.
That's so ridiculous. I like a good massage, and there are plenty of men who are great at it. Firm hands, big hands, they know what they're doing. That's fine. But I don't want it. You know how many women that go in to get a massage that refuse for a man to do it? I know so many women that have told me, yeah, I went in, but it's like I need a woman. I don't want any men. Sometimes it's for a creepy reason.
Right. Men are creepy towards women. That's just, I mean.
Oh, all men are creepy towards women?
I'd say 80-20.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. We're not talking about beef.
But I think that it's absolutely wild. And how do you know? Oh, that's the thing. How do you know that you don't like it if you've never tried it? That's the thing. It's like, you're like, it's my preference. That's like someone being like, I hate green beans. It's like, oh, did you have a bad experience? Well, no, I've never tried them. I just hate them. It's a very immature and juvenile take and outlook on life, if I'm being honest.
I disagree. I know what I like, and that's not something I prefer.
But you don't, because you've never tried it.
Don't need to. I
think that's how preference works. You try things and then you figure out if you prefer this over that. That's just how preference works.
Well, I don't need to eat a piece of poop for dinner to know that I don't like it.
You're going to get E. coli and die. You're not going to get E. coli from a man rubbing your knots out.
585-252-9800. Let's Let's go to the phones. Please let this be someone agreeing with me. Hello, PXY.
Hi, can I please speak to Moose?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Ethan. First time calling the show.
Welcome, Ethan.
Hi, King.
Okay, so Moose, I am a male massage therapist, and I think...
No, that's okay.
No,
what?
No, that's okay. I know what you're going to say, and I appreciate it, and I'm not interested,
we
Ethan.
We don't let the man speak. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, let me finish. Okay. I have been a massage therapist for almost 8 years, and I am the best in the business. Mm-hmm. I give great massages. You can ask any of my clientele. Moose, first off, tell me where it hurts.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my God. Is that pressure good?
I'm not going to do that.
And what type of massage are you looking for?
Personally, I don't know. I just want like a Swedish massage.
Okay, well, great. I can do, you know, reflexology, Swedish. A lot of people find aromatherapy to be extremely relaxing.
I've heard.
So, yeah, so come see me.
It's very sweet of you, Ethan. I think you can go ahead and plug your biz if you want, but I think I'm all set, man.
Moose. Come on, I will blow you away.
Don't say blow.
Oh my God.
If you are not satisfied with a full 60-minute body massage on the house, then I will give you all your money back. That's how confident I am in my abilities.
Not you turning down something that's free.
How long have you...
Dumb financial move, in my opinion.
You've been in the game for quite some time. What separates you? What makes you better than everybody else doing the same given massages?
My clients just love me. I've never had a complaint. I use oils. I use hot stones. I have massage sticks and rollers. Your pick.
Oh my God.
I don't need, as tempting as the tools are, Ethan, I think I'm good, man. I do appreciate it though.
You're not really giving.
Please think about it.
Yeah. You're not really giving any, I don't know, actual reasoning and logic for why.
We just had a whole conversation about it. I don't want another man giving me.
But this man is offering to give you a free massage.
That's very sweet. Not everything in life is worth a free lunch.
All right. Okay. Well, my name is Ethan, and I will text you my number in case you change your mind.
All right,
and
deal.
And Moose, don't flatter yourself. I'm not hitting on you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Fair enough, Ethan. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you for having me. Bye, guys.
All right. Yeah. Bye, Ethan. All right.
There you have it.
Look for Ethan's number coming in. this is okay. Let's go over to Carl on the line. Hi, Carl. You're live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, you know, Carl.
Moose, you may be uncomfortable with getting a massage from Ethan, full body. But if you wouldn't mind passing his number along to me, because I could really use a rub down.
Oh, God, dude.
Don't.
Sure, no problem. Wait.
Did he say if he has acupuncture? I missed that.
He didn't specify.
He didn't say.
There was a lot of tools involved. He didn't say needles.
I'm happy to pass his number along to you. You really need the massage, huh?
Listen, I'm telling you guys, I drive truck all day for like 12 hours. I'm on my ass the entire time.
Yeah.
And I'm not a little guy. I'm 285-pound guy. And I get extremely sore between just getting a cramp now and then and the sciatica. You ever watch a football game, man? None of those. There's no Asian massage girls that are topless down there.
I'm not saying I want to. Listen, those guys. Yeah, Carl, I'm not true, saying Carl. I want a happy
and,
ending,
and
Carl.
They get along just fine.
Listen, if you think Ethan can take care of all 285 pounds of you, then have at it.
So I am. Doesn't matter to me. But I'm not sexist like you. I don't care if he sounds like a teenage boy band singer. If he can get those knots out and just give me some relief, I don't need the stone, sticks, whatever, just bare hands, pass me the number. I would love to make an appointment.
I love how open-minded you are, Carl. Thank you so much.
You think that Ethan has what it takes to handle you? Like, what are you typically...
He's been doing it for 8 years. He must be doing something, right?
But that's fair enough, but I'm just saying, like, I...
Trust me, if he can crack Carl like a glow stick, he can definitely handle you.
I'll pass his number on to you, Carl.
Give the guy a chance.
How about you just report back to me?
Okay.
I don't understand why everybody's on me about this. I have a preference, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody's going to make me feel bad about wanting to get a massage from a female masseuse. People have a preference when they
go
in there.
You're just not open-minded.
That's why they ask you, do you prefer male or female?
Could change your entire life.
I'm all set.
Could be the best massage of your life.
Carl,
you'll never know.
I'll put you on hold, buddy. Stay there.
All right, guys. I love the show. Do me a favor. Pass me the number.
All right. We'll get Ethan's number for you, buddy. Thanks for the call. Kind of pissed he called me sexist. But...
I think I called you sexist.
We have a listener that says, I scheduled my boyfriend a massage for his birthday, and he never went because it was a male masseuse. See ya. She dropped $200. He's like, nah, I'm gonna go to Bathtub Billy's.
No, literally.
Let me get to one more call here before we take a break. Hello, PXY, who's this?
What's up, man?
Hey, Carmen.
Hey, Carmen.
What's up, man?
Hey, a few years ago, my wife scheduled me a massage.
Uh-huh.
An hour massage, right? It was with a female, so I'm cool with that. I don't want to doing a massage on me. Just the way I am.
Okay.
I laid down. She started rubbing my back. And all of a sudden, I had this intense urge to make a human, you know, like maybe pass gas. And now the whole 57 minutes was exhausting. So the whole time,
your
I'm
butt
struggling
cheeks.
With my emotions.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, that's the worst massage ever.
Yeah, and I haven't gone back since. I will do a shoulder massage for lower back or anything like that. No way, man. I'm out.
Let me ask you something. Am I in the wrong for wanting a female masseuse over a male masseuse? I'm not sexist. I just have a preference.
No, you're definitely sexist.
No. Dude, my wife and I recently, we were going to go get pedicures, so she scheduled a pedicure. And I'm like,
sure.
All right, I'll go. Only dudes in the place. I said, I'm not getting my feet touched by a dude. It's not going to happen.
See?
What is the big deal? Like,
I don't know, man. It's just the whole thing that maybe just guys are thinking. Like, for women, it's cool. You could have a girl or a dude do it. But
right.
For guys, I have to have a girl doing it. I just don't want
I don't want a guy rubbing my inner thigh.
No, not even remotely.
I just don't. I don't want. Okay, I know what I like. That's not it.
You're afraid of what might happen.
Right, okay.
I'm afraid of the optics in my own brain. I don't want to be messing with myself the whole time.
It's all the intrusive thoughts that you have, Carmen.
Right, of course.
Thanks. That's a great story, man. Thanks for calling up, buddy.
All right, guys. See ya.
See ya.
All
right,
It's a lot.
Take a quick break. Somebody texted in and was like, I think Carl's looking for Ethan to make all his dreams come true.
And I'm sure he will. Wake up. Listen, it's tough on these streets. Those tariffs are rising high. Nobody has any money. And you love Wegmans and shopping at Wegmans, but simply can't afford it.
Guess how much money I spent at Wegmans yesterday?
Please, enlighten me.
All right, I'll tell you. 7 items, 1 bag. Go.
93.
Oh, my God, Breeze. Oh,
oh my God, no, Breeze, 150.
No, it was 55, but you were...
Right.
You're why? What's going on with the tariffs?
No, not even the tariffs. It's actually Wegmans specifically. They announced a list of must-have summer cookout items that will have lower prices during the summer season than any time else.
This is perfect!
I know. In a release yesterday on Tuesday, the company noted that chicken, popular for graduation parties, steak for Father's Day, and burgers, popular for the 4th of July, will now be at a price cut.
Oh, this is
Danny's
awesome.
Danny's like, oh, let's help the people. Let's cut 50 cents off the top. So the strip steaks will be $10.99 a pound. The ground beef 80/20 will be $4.49.
Perfect.
Those Italian sausage, $3.99 per pound.
Hey, how you doing?
The marinades that go on for all the chickens and such,
oh, that's
$2 for $5 with the Shoppers Club.
No way.
Yeah.
I just spent $8.60 on one.
That's so tough. Routini, 99 cents. What else? The Shoppers Club is going to just absolutely save you so much for those hot ticket items this summer.
This is great news.
Corn, 5 years for $2. Oh my God, it's giving Aldi prices. Wegmans quality.
What did you say, 5 years? What did
years you say? Of corn.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Danny was finally like, you know, how many boats do I need?
I know.
How many yachts do I need? Let's cut some prices. Let's slash some prices here at Wegmans.
I hope he's taking a page out of Bill Gates' book. Bill Gates is like giving away all of his fortune. So
he ain't giving it to his kids.
No, he's giving it to everybody else.
You know, this is good news. If your vibes aren't up from Wegmans slashing prices, I don't know what.
I know. I'm just trying to help you guys. You know, we're nothing about positivity on this show.
This is great.
I hate everyone.
If you thought me going to Wegmans 4 days a week was too much, you just wait.
No, yeah. It's going to be twice a day at this point.
Coming up on the show, have you guys ever come across someone and thought, are they even alive? Because it's one of those moments that stops you in your tracks. What do you do? Do you check or do you walk away? Because yesterday it happened to me and I had a decision to make. I'll share with you the very bizarre situation that caught me off guard coming up next on PXY.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you have ever come across someone on the street and you can't tell if they were dead or not?
What?
I was trying to figure out the best number to call yesterday. We had a conversation on this show plenty of times just regarding, you know, the situation with me calling the police, because the inside joke is I get joy out of doing so, but I don't, that's not the case.
So strange.
The reason I had to call the police yesterday was for a very different reason. I took my normal walk around the city downtown where the Genesee River Walk is.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy's laying there on the pavement, face down. So originally,
just a little nappy moment?
Don't know. Originally, I thought, oh, that's odd. And I walked around him. Then I had to think twice and tell myself, all right, hold up, you're not in the streets of LA anymore. Because right. That was a daily occurrence.
You just walk over him.
Yeah, people would just step over or walk around bodies on a daily basis. You have no idea who was alive, who was laying there dead. A handful of times, I've walked over someone who had overdosed and just died on the sidewalk. Didn't even realize it.
Then that's insane.
Come and pick them up in a couple hours. It's really sad, but you do lose empathy for people. Because after a while,
it becomes like the norm.
It's just your day to day.
Right.
And I thought about that yesterday and I had to remind myself, you know, these are not the filthy streets of Hollywood. I felt like now I have a responsibility to maybe try and help.
Right.
So I just stared at him to see if I can see him breathing and nothing. I didn't want to touch him or start poking him with a tree branch.
Right. Hey, buddy.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, hey, man, are you awake? You good? You need some? Nothing. And I'm like, now I feel responsible because if I walk away, I'm the a-hole, right?
Right.
Then it's going to consume me.
Correct.
I think about it all day. Now this has officially become a thing when all I wanted to do was take my leisurely walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the police and I said, look, I don't know if this is an emergency or not. If there's a 311 number I should call, but there's a gentleman face down. I can't tell if the guy is breathing or if he passed away. And she goes, well, thanks for letting us know. We'll send someone out. I've heard that before.
Right.
So I'm just standing there now next to this guy laying there. This is right near Dinosaur Barbecue. So like people are going in to eat lunch. I'm like, yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Enjoy.
How y'all doing?
What if I, you know?
Right.
It's like I'm sitting here and I'm just watching over the guy. 10 minutes go by, no police. Not that I was expecting them to drop everything.
Correct.
And run over. But I'm waiting patiently. I'm standing maybe 5 feet from the guy's head. And out of nowhere, he lifts his head up and looks straight at me and goes, yo, you got a dollar or something? I go, dude.
No.
I go, you scared the crap out of me. I thought you were dead. And he goes, nah, man.
I'm taking my midday nap.
He goes, nah, I'm just napping, son. I said, all right, be safe. And I left. And I walked away. The guy woke up out of nowhere. I'm like, were you holding your breath?
Yeah. How could you not tell that his chest was moving?
If you came across someone unconscious on the ground, would you stop? Be honest.
No. I mean, I was just in New York.
Right.
Like, so.
And?
The amount of bodies I saw just on the pavement was wild.
But you're saying, though, you weren't able to tell whether or not they were.
And does that make me a horrible person?
What are you going to do in New York?
No, I mean, like, in general. Like, if someone was, like, okay, let's put it this way. If there was signs that that person was just in an accident or needed help, 100% I would stop. But if this person is, like, laying down on the ground with like a pillow and a blanket, there's no need for me to stop. They're just taking a nap.
No, that's fine. Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
Like if there's clear signs that they're in distress.
But if you're 100% unsure.
Honestly, here's a hot take. You kind of just disrupted his sleep cycle. He was in REM.
No.
He literally hit REM. It's kind of selfish on your part, if I'm being honest.
I didn't even wait for the police to show up at that point. I just kind of booked. I'm like, they'll figure it out. I think he probably left too. But to be laying there face down, usually you use your arms or your hands as a pillow, right?
Yeah.
No, they were down by his side. He had looked like he just passed out and died. Ooh. I'm like, how long were you napping like that for?
Right. Also,
wasn't it
hot yesterday?
Was maybe it hot? No. It was 58 degrees. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful.
Actually,
out.
Kind of a perfect day to take a nap outside. And this is like no disrespect on him. I mean, like, I think it's very innovative. Especially if you're like, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's kind of secluded. It's an area that not a lot of people would find you. It's not like you're in the middle of State Street.
Yeah. I don't know
it's
who
not
this
a lot of foot traffic.
Well, I mean, there was a guy. So when I used to live next door to a Starbucks, there was a crackhead and he would lay in front of the door and just smoke crack.
Tell me you need attention without telling me you need attention.
Are any of the baristas going to do anything about this? People would just step over him to get inside of the Starbucks.
Correct.
Just to get their coffee and then on the way out, step over him.
Correct.
He would just be in a sleeping bag smoking crack and nobody batted an eye. That's how common this was, okay?
Sleeping bag, smoking crack, a brand new podcast. On the Odyssey.
Oh, yeah. Go over to Caitlin here, who says, about a month ago, I was outside of a Tops, and there was a situation where a guy was unconscious, and there was one person on the phone, two people crouched by the man, and about 30 just standing around watching. I just walked past. I don't understand why so many people treat this as a spectator sport. Well, I mean, at least he had that much attention. 30 people?
Right.
Like 40 people gathered around him. At least people care.
Right.
Hey, guys, I'm guilty. I would definitely not stop. You don't know who's ill, who's mentally ill, whatnot. I try to mind my own business and keep my head down. And I get that. I think it's different for women, too.
That's very correct.
Like, you see some random, shady, sketchy guy asleep on the sidewalk, you're not going and poking him in the neck saying,
no,
you good? You need anything?
No,
you're not doing it.
You don't.
I felt like I had a responsibility because I already stopped. If I were to keep walking, I could wipe my hands clean of it.
Correct.
But then I had all these, you know, intrusive thoughts of, oh, God, if he is dead and I left him there, it's on me. Now I can't
sleep.
The
blood's on your hands.
It's on my hands.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that, again, those are your intrusive thoughts, and I do think it was quite selfish of you to knock this guy out of REM. He was truly, like, probably dreaming of a better life. And you were like, hey, man, wake up. He's like, oh, not this again. Come on. Really?
He woke up out of nowhere.
Wait. Reenact his acting or his waking up for me, would you? Like, was he gasping for air?
No, it's. I don't think he had sleep apnea, but he was just like, yo, man, you got a dollar or something like that? I was like,
you're like, I don't have a dollar, but I do have a scratch off that I already used that I didn't win anything on. Wow.
It's different. Listen, it is different here when somebody asks you for money than it is on the West Coast. Because they will grab you by the hand and take you to the nearest ATM. I'm like, no, man, I don't have any cash. He goes, all right, no problem. Follow me. We're going into the 7-Eleven.
My biggest question to you is this, to wrap this all up with a beautiful little bow. There's a lot of stories that you tell on this show and to me personally that you're like, I just like found myself in this situation. I just like had to call the cops. How much of this is you stumbling upon it and you actually seeking and sorting it out? Because honestly, what are your biggest pastimes and favorite hobbies is to call the cops. So this is how I picture your afternoons going. Just got home from the show, just got home from whatever you were just doing. Now it's time for me to go figure out how I can call the cops and in what form. Is it a homeless man sleeping peacefully, literally dreaming about nothing but gumdrops and rainbows? Or is it me going and sitting outside the CVS on Park Ave and waiting for it to get robbed?
Listen, I do have a couple of friends who are RPD, and I know they have bigger fish to fry. I don't get joy out of calling the police. I was just on a walk, which I typically
do. No, you do get joy out of calling
every day.
The police.
I do. I is fulfilling
you
a little
do.
Bit when I call.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.